Let's go ahead and get this event off the ground. Today is the 17th of June. This year is, wow, really going by. And I want to open it up by just talking about something that I actually was able to get to work the other day. And it's really a cool feature on the iPhone. It's called Hold Assist. And I wasn't sure how to actually implement that. And it was basically an accident how I found out how to do it. Because I would be on hold and I'm going, well, where is this Hold Assist? I'm supposed to be able to, put this thing on hold. And it'll notify me when they pick up. So anyway, I had called this phone number and I had meant to put it on speaker. So I hit the keyboard or the keypad and then I went up and then there Hold Assist was when I was looking for the speaker thing. Excuse me. Welcome in. We're talking about Hold Assist. So that's where it is. You have to hide the keypad and then go into all those other options, like audio, add a call, mute, all that is in that section. Well, Hold Assist. Well, I'm not a big fan of flute music. I mean, although it's pretty, but not the way they do it. But anyway, I did the Hold Assist and it asked you if you want, to use it. And then you double tap again and it takes the phone, puts you on hold and you have silence. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. So up in your dynamic island, you will see that your phone is on Hold Assist. And your phone will alert you when it's time to pick up. Now, didn't get to complete the process because we were on hold for so long that I just abandoned the call. But I was thrilled to see that I was able to actually get that to work. So, like I said, how it will notify you when they pick up, and then I don't know if it automatically takes it off hold, or maybe somebody else has tried it, and they can explain how that works. But that's what I have for right now. So I'll open the floor to your comment.
That sounds really cool. 'Cause sometimes that music is so loud.
It wasn't just loud, it was shrill. Oh.
Now, is this something that wouldn't be on the older phones? Because when you said Dynamic Island, that's something I've heard of it, but I don't think I have it. And so I wonder if that's something that's part of the later, from 14, the 14 phones on up.
I'm not sure, Kristen. Look at the top of your phone in the status line. The dynamic island is located right next to the time.
So you mentioned that you hide the keypad. And where is that located? The same spot?
Yes. When you want to hide the keypad because you want to take it from Bluetooth off, put the audio on speaker instead of Bluetooth, then what you would do right next to it is the pound key down at the bottom, right next, flick one more time and it'll say hide keypad. You double tap there and the keypad goes away and then you've got these other options that you can do.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Susie, welcome in. We were just talking about how, I don't know how much you heard about the Hold Assist and how to get to it. I just learned by accident how it worked.
Yeah, I came in while you were talking about that.
Yeah, I don't see anything here for on the top of the screen for Dynamic Island. It's got, you know, your notifications, your battery level, your time, the clock, but nothing else.
Okay, so here's my phone. I'm using 14, so
3:07 p.m.
Here's the time, and then I flick one to the right.
Dynamic Island, empty.
Okay, now that's empty until something is going on your phone that you need to monitor. For example, timer 1 minute.
1 minute, starting now.
And then you...
3:07, 80% battery power. 3:07, 80%, 80%, 3:00, 0:00. Dice World, one new item.
No.
0:00.
Okay, 59. Hold on. Get rid of Siri. Okay.
38.
So that's basically the Dynamic Island right there when you see how much time is left on your timer.
0:59, 0:38.
38 seconds.
3:08.
But it's on the, it's always in your status line, that Dynamic Island.
0:59.
But evidently it's
0:13.
Okay, it's counting down 13 seconds and counting.
3:00, 59:06.
And there it goes. Okay, so that's basically what I use the Dynamic Island for.
I've never heard of that dynamic, whatever you said, either. A Dynamic Island.
Okay, it's on your phone. Mar, you have the newer phone, so you definitely have it. Look at your status bar on your phone.
Well, I tried setting the timer like you did. But I don't know if it was doing it from the clock app. I mean, it did it, and, you know, was counting down. But I don't think we have that on the older phones.
You know, I'm not sure if I had it on my SE or not. I don't remember. But I know we spent a whole hour trying to figure out what the Dynamic Island was even for. Why was it there? What does it do? So it's basically a monitoring window. So when I had the hold assist on, I could check at the top there, and it said hold assist. Now, and you can also, while you're looking at that, you can double tap that, and it will take you into the call itself. So I'm thinking that when you're notified to pick up, you would double tap on that hold assist in the Dynamic Island to activate the call. I'm just guessing at that part because I've not actually done it yet.
I'll have to see if I can find a Dynamic Island. I've never seen it before. I got the 13 also. I'll have to check it out.
I've got, okay, so here's my status thing.
2:10 p.m. 2:10 p.m.
There's the first thing, that's the time.
Cellular, 1 of 4 bars. My charter Wi-Fi 55 negative 5G. 75% battery pop, 75% battery.
And that's
power.
All that's in my status bar. And I've got the 17E, so I don't know, it should be there, but it's not.
That's interesting. I don't know. See, I have like an older phone, so I'm not sure. I thought Hank said he had the Dynamic Island in his, and he's not here. All right, well, the floor is open for any comments, or, you know, if you're wondering about how something worked. Now, I had a call the other day. Somebody wanted to know how to get into the control panel, and I don't do that very often, so... I wasn't really sure either, but if you run your finger down the right top from the top right edge down past notification center, it will go right into the control panel.
I have a question. I know when you were here, you set up Bard on my, I think you set up Bard on my phone. And I think you put a book in there. How do I find that?
You go open the bar and you go to bookshelf. And then once you open bookshelf, go up to the top. You want to select audio books. And then you flick and then your book is in that area right there.
Okay. You go to Bard and then you go to books. Is that what you said?
You open your Bard mobile and down at the bottom, you'll have four tabs. I think there's on the left is bookshelf. And then next to that is get books. And then I forget what the other thing is, but you want to double tap on bookshelf first. Then go up to the top and you want to select audio. Double tap that. And then once you open the audio there, then your books are in that cabinet.
Okay, thank you. I knew it would be in a logical place, but I don't deal with logic very often.
I love my Bard mobile app. I've got a really great book going on now, so I'm constantly reading when I'm, you know, just doing stuff around the house.
Well, I wish the for putting earphones in went someplace other than where you charge, because now I'm using magnetic charge. So because of that, I can't use earphones. I thought that would be real handy when I'm somewhere and I'm stranded for a while waiting on a ride.
A good solution for that, Susie, was to get a pair of Bluetooth headset or earbuds, and they're pretty good. The ones that I had kind of went around the back of your neck and then and went into yours on either side.
I had forgotten all about. I have some, and I for a long time I couldn't find the charging thing, but one day while rummaging around in a drawer, I found them. So, okay, thanks.
And then, you know, if you haven't paired them to that phone before, you'll have to go on to the Bluetooth and then put your daughter or your son probably help you with that. Or even Ira can help you with that. Put it into Bluetooth mode and then pair it. Once you pair it, it should be good to go.
I ordered a Plantronic headset for my iPhone, and it's just a little clamp thing that fits over your ear, and then the little bud goes inside your ear. But what I like about that one is it will announce, like, how much talk time you've got left. I guess that's on your battery or your charge on the Bluetooth. But it's a neat little headset, and it sounds clear, and it's got a little thing that comes around that is your microphone. But it's Plantronic. They've made a lot of phone equipment back when.
I totally agree with you, Janice. I had, before I got this hearing aid, and was using Bluetooth through my hearing aid now, so I don't use a headset. But before that, and I still have it, that Plantronic that goes around the back of the ear, and it's great. And it announces the call. And remind me if I'm wrong, but can you say to it to answer the call?
I'm sorry. I think that's the very one I have.
Well, cool. If that's the one you've got a good one.
Yeah, I have a set of them, too. I'm not sure if it's Plantronics or not, but they go in your ear. And they come in a case that when they're in the case, they charge. And you can plug the case in to be charged. And they sound really good. I don't use them an awful lot. Once I retired, I got away from putting earphones in my ears as much as I possibly could. But when I have used them, they work really, really well. I haven't tried it with a phone.
Someone came in. Yeah, welcome in, I think so. I didn't get who it was.
Well, now, the ones I have are the ones that go around the back of your head.
Hey, Mary Marler.
Good afternoon. Do I miss something? What's going on in here? I'm glad you're all here because I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
This is the iPhone Basics group.
Sorry. Never mind. I don't mean it. It's not an iPhone. It doesn't say that in the thing. It just says tech chat. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. So how should we do this? I've already sent in a message to the tech chat list. I seem to have messed up my Windows Media Player. I don't know how to turn the volume back up.
I answered your question. You can probably find it in the messages.
Pardon?
I answered your question, so you should have an email with my answer.
Okay, I'll go look again. Thank you, guys. Sorry to bother you.
No problem.
I did the Ira thing last week, where you're getting 33 minutes for the month for their AI training program. I was kind of confused by it at first because you are talking to a person when you're doing the call, and I guess it's just recording it to be able to train the AI of the types of things it might be asked. I had it to tell me what the settings are in my refrigerator, where I actually had to, open my refrigerator where the controls are and get my camera up there. It was the neatest thing. They could see it and tell me how to turn one of the controls down. But I thought, well, that'll teach the AI something maybe it didn't know. I don't know. But it's really kind of neat, and it'll be interesting to see how that gets used.
If you say call Ira AI, you get an AI, but it sounds so much like a person that you wouldn't know it. I mean, the only way you can tell is that the response is a little slower than if you're actually talking to a person. But it sounds so much like a person, it calls you by name and everything. But if you said call AI, you get an AI.
How do you get it from the app? Because when I do the AI, it just has, you have to take a picture and then it'll describe it.
You actually have to sign up for being a tester. I can't remember if you can do that in the app or if you have to write to Ira. It's been a while since I've signed up, so I can't remember how I did it.
Well, I've been on that. I just never used it. But it doesn't give me that option unless they just didn't set it up. But I've mostly talked to a person anyway, and for some reason, and I don't know what I did, they gave me an extra 30 minutes. They gave me 30 minutes at the beginning of June. And I just got notification today that they gave me another 30 minutes for something I had done. I don't know what.
Yeah, I know. I got one, too. I got one at the beginning of June, and I got one just a few days ago as well.
Yep, so did I. And I really don't know, now that you think about it. I think whether the person asked me if I wanted to use the AI thing was... Some neat sounding lady sounded like she was from Australia. And it is. If that was AI, it was very, very much like a person, that's for sure.
Well, if she sounded like she was from Australia, she probably was a person. Because my AI is very American. I used to have a female voice, but they've enhanced it and changed it, so now it's back to the male voice again. But I've had it read labels on things, and there's always a person standing by, and perhaps that might have been what happened, is that the person stepped in and read those controls for you, because sometimes the AI doesn't get those kinds of things right. And if a person deems that it is important enough to, you know, really make sure it's right, like if it's a medicine bottle or something that has to be exact, the person will step in.
Well, I know that Ira is invaluable to me. It's nice to know they are at the ready when you need them.
Only twice or so have I not been able to get somebody. I can't remember where I was, where I needed it, and I wasn't able to get through. No one answered. So I don't know if they were having trouble with their server or what was going on, but I wasn't able to get through.
Sometimes when that happens, it's happened to me on the rare occasion, but you give it a couple of minutes and then call back.
They had a thing the other day in Kim Commando's newsletter, and she has these things where you can play maybe an 8 or 9 minute little podcast. And she was talking to a blind person who was using the Meta glasses and their phone. And this person was telling her about how they went to a grocery store, I think, and was able, with a combination of the glasses, and it sounds like whether it was Ira or Be My Eyes, that she would use, like, say, Be My Eyes when she walked in the store to get her to the aisle that she...
Hey, Allie. She used Be My Eyes to kind of get a lay of the land and then go in that direction. Is that what she was doing?
Yeah. Be My Eyes or Ira got her, like, to the aisle that she wanted to be on. And then when she was going down the aisle looking for the items that she wanted, then she switched it over to the Meta glasses. And it, you know, and of course, Kim Commando was just blown away by the whole thing and just thrilled to death to be able to tell people that this was able to be done. But I just could not picture going through a store like that and whether, you know, whether each time she went to a different aisle, she went back to, she didn't talk about how she got, she just said she found her items and then the Be My Eyes or Ira or whatever got her to the checkout line and all that. It was amazing.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, very early on, before any of these delivery services were out, I've had Ira since 2016. And back before they were delivering, I had to go to the store. So Ira, oh my gosh, we used to have this one Ira agent. He lives here in Jacksonville. He's Pete Lane's son, Patrick. I would get Patrick on the phone, and he was phenomenal. Well, we would go through the store, and there would be a guy from the store helping me as well. So I had Ira on board, and I had the guy in the store. And so I told the guy in the store what I was looking for, and Ira was on board watching. And then at one point, he said, tell him that's the wrong one. You want the one above it. So it was pretty cool. Ira rocks. I mean, they just are such a great thing. And when I found out, I was when I finally signed up for the delivery service that Shipt, SHIPT, offered, and this is also in 2016, the app was not real blind friendly. But Ira was able to go online, log into my account, and add the things to the cart that I wanted and checked out and everything. I mean, it was an emotional moment for me when that happened. I just, you know, just me by myself. And it was just, what a magical moment that was. I was just very grateful to have that service.
I don't know if you've used Uber Eats lately, but they have broken their rating thing. And they always want you to rate things afterwards. And you can no longer do it on the phone. You have to do it on the computer because it just does not work on the phone anymore. The buttons are not labeled, and they totally broke that whole thing.
Well, I've had Ira log into Uber Eats as well to complete a purchase. Oh my gosh, when we were in Tennessee and ordering breakfast. Oh my gosh, I was getting really frustrated. And Wayne's over there, and he called me. He says, "Just call Ira." I said, "That's a great idea."
Well, even when you go out to eat and stuff, they want you to wait till West wants. And I'm on like a couple bus companies now that like every bus company that I'm on, they want you to like whoever's at the lowest bid wins. So it's like they want you to bid. The company, whatever company you use.
That's interesting.
You know, if you're interested, there is a podcast called This Week in Tech, and it's been around for, 25 years. Anyways, they have a series, it's a weekly podcast called This Week in iOS, and they do a whole bunch of them, This Week in Linux, This Week in Space, This Week in Windows. And they've been putting out a lot of information about iOS 27. So if you're interested in learning more, they've been having guys, they got a couple of guys up there that are using the new Siri beta. And I guess it's supposed to be really, really nice. It's going to be able to control your screen like Claude does and some really neat things. So if you're interested in that, that's a good place to get cutting edge This Week in Tech.
Speaking of iOS 27, that new Siri sounds good. However, it's only available for people that have the 17 Pro and the 17 Pro Max. My opinion, I think that stinks, because if you're going to put something out like that, all the people that are able to have iOS 27 should have the new Siri.
Now, see, when I went up to Wikipedia, and when I went up there, they had a listing. Now, this is, of course, not Apple's website, but when I went up there, it gave a list of the phones that were going to be able to use the new intelligence, and it said 17 and 16. So I got to be honest with you. I just don't know. You know, I hear different rumors. So if you're getting that off the website, that's interesting.
The intelligence is separate from the new Siri. Now, according to what I've read, Siri, so they can do some kind of assist. So if you're on a phone, contact assist is what it's called. If you're on the phone, say with an airline, and they ask you for your confirmation number, this Siri assist is able to go through your mail, get the confirmation number, and have it for you. How it does it, I don't know. I don't know if it's presented on the screen, or I don't know if it's going to be available for voiceover, but it's only available for those that new hyped up Siri. It's only available for 17 Pro and Pro Max. So that's where I have the problem.
Well, this has nothing to do with this. With the iPhone, but I want to tell you about something you might want to check out. Brenda has a thing that's on YouTube, and it's called Footnotes on YouTube, and it's got some really good articles. She starts off by, well, she's doing one of them, but I've spent about 2 hours today, I think, listening to these things. Maybe not that long, but she starts off by saying, most people look at the headlines, I look at the small print. So she's putting articles on there that are very, very interesting, but are not the headline stuff.
Sharon, just looking up on Wikipedia, you are correct. I was looking at this. There's the Apple Intelligence will work, but not the Apple Advanced Siri. It looks like they got a whole list of the ones that will work. Well, that's kind of a bummer. I thought it was going to work with the E. Okay. So I was a little confused the difference between the intelligence and then Siri. Apparently, they're going to be different. So,
yeah, and I think I know Apple is all about the money as well as, you know, creating these new things. But, you know, those Pros and Pro Maxes are very, very pricey. So I just don't care for that way they're doing it.
And they're big phones, too. I haven't seen them, but from what I hear, they're big phones as far as, you know, carrying them around to do the things that you want them to do. With everything else that we carry around as blind people, you know, canes and all of that. That's too bad. I mean, that's really too bad. It's that doesn't make any sense.
Welcome back, Janice. Oh yeah. I just you know, this Pro, I have a 14 Pro and this thing is heavy. I was actually looking at I'm not going to upgrade because my phone is working fine. Actually, I just got it not a few months ago when my other 14 Pro crapped. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, AppleCare is a great thing to have if when you need it, it can save you a lot of money. But I was even looking at if I needed to get a new phone, I was looking at the, the iPhone Air. Because it was thin and light.
You were reading my mind. I'm looking at the list here. What is exactly the iPhone Air? I heard it's supposed to be really thin. I'd be curious to compare that to like an SE or 17E. Thank you. We're reading my mind.
From what I hear, the speakers are not quite as good. And the cameras are minimal, but it's depending on what you want to use your phone for. It could be very practical, and it's on the lower scale of the price line.
Well, and I'm looking here, the Air also supports the new Siri. So that would be an alternative if you're looking to have the new Siri. According to my Wikipedia here, it says it does the intelligence and the new Siri.
I searched in settings for both Dynamic Island and iPhone Assist, and I can't find it.
That's interesting. Why I have it, and I think Hank has it.
Mark, why don't you call Apple support? I know I called them one time. I was looking for some app that I knew I had. Or something that was on my phone that was supposed to be there, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And they just, anyway, they put it in an order that made sense. It was scattered out. So they, if it's on there, they can find it for you and put it where you can find it.
I just asked Siri is the phone that you have the 17E? Because I just asked it, and it said it's coming, but it's not available yet.
Okay. That's interesting. You've got an older model phone, and it's there, but maybe it's because it's the Pro, you suppose?
That's my guess.
Is Siri kind of update? Like, is it a new update to it?
I'm sorry, Allie, is what what update?
It's like Seattle Channel update, like to the new one.
I don't know. I know that they're coming up with a new Siri now. The older phones, I don't know what kind of Siri we're going to get. But they're kind of saving the greatest and latest Siri for the expensive phones, in my opinion.
What is it supposed to do that is different than the old one?
Well, it's got contact assist, so that if you're on the phone and you need to get an order number, it has the ability on the fly to go into your email, find the order number, and somehow put it somewhere on your phone where you can see it. Now, how that's going to work, I have no idea. I just read about it not too long ago.
So is it supposed to be more accessible? Is it supposed to be more accessible or something?
Well, no, Siri is Siri. I imagine it's going to work the way it always has, but I think it's just going to be able to do a little more than it used to.
It's supposed to be more intelligent. It's supposed to integrate with AI somehow. But I thought they were doing that with Chat GPT or whatever. Are they changing their strategy?
No, I think it's Gemini that they're going to be working with. It's I got to be honest, I don't think we're going to really know what it's going to be like until it comes out, because all of the reviews I've heard from people who actually have it say it's kind of working and they're getting it down but I haven't heard a whole lot about it. It's interesting. And I don't really believe we're going to know until we actually see it on our phones.
Yeah, you could be right. Well, I was playing with this. It's an app called Scribe Me. And the first time I opened it up and activated it, it told me everything in the room. It was pretty impressive. But when I tried to use it with, you know, demonstrate it for Wayne, it would say, I can't do that. I'm just a language model. And every time I said something, I can't do that. I'm just a language model.
Well, I can't wait to see when it comes out to see if it's like, I can't wait to see if it's like any different than the old one, or like if it's a lot alike, because I use it a lot. It's extra convenient for me, like the texting and stuff. So I can't wait till to experiment with the new one when it does come out.
What's annoying is I found this on the web. If I wanted to find it on the web, I would have went out to the web. God, that annoys me. I hope she gets smarter. I hardly ever use Siri because she's the dumbest one out of all of my devices.
Yes, I get annoyed by that as well. But for example, you can actually ask Siri to say, Siri, go into my orders on Amazon and send the link to Mar in my contact. And it'll do, it's conceivably supposed to be able to do it.
Oh, that would be neat.
But that's the new hyped up Siri. I don't think we're going to have access to it unless we've, you know, come off a lot of dollars.
By the way, you guys were talking about audio the other day. I use an actual sound card on my, it's an extension that I have that comes out of the bottom of my phone, and I could hook my headphones and my microphone up to it. I'm not using it now, but it really works slick.
I bought an microphone for the iPhone. I don't know why I did that, but I used it like one time. But it doesn't work if you're on the phone. So, but anyway, that was kind of a bust. Anybody have any other things coming up that you'd like to talk about? Any apps, books, anything?
I do want to say something. This is not iPhone related, but tech related. I just posted to the science and technology list right before we got in here, a list of links for people that like to listen to radio online. There are Wikipedia links, so if you're into radio, you might want to look at that.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I ran across that David that sends out oodles of email that Parker gets. Sometimes he sends out things from there. But here a week or so ago, sent out something. I think it was some sort of a spam remover or whatever on the iPhone. It's kind of hidden. You got to know where to go to find it. And they explained it, but I never tried it. And I'm trying to find the email. I saved it, I think.
I think you're talking about the call intercept, and that is pretty neat. I have that on my phone. So if somebody calls you from a number that you're not familiar with, they have to state the reason that they're calling in order to get through to you.
Okay, I'll have to see. You know where you can find that? Yeah, I think that's it. Sounds like it.
It's actually in the phone app. You go down to apps and then to phone, and it's in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody sent out something, and his name was David. I figured it was that Gate David Gold whatever, but it wasn't. But anyway, it was a paid type app you could order. Because he said he had it, and he got the biggest and best. But I was trying to find out how much the thing cost. But I think you had to sign up before you found out how much it was.
Was it a service or was it an item?
Cheryl, I really don't know for sure. I think it was some kind of service, but I'm not sure. But the way it read, it was, it was a paid service.
Well, I'm a little on the cheap side, so I probably wouldn't do that.
Well, that's me. I was wanting to see, well, how much is it if it's not too much? It might be worth it. But when it didn't tell me, I thought, no, there's no way I can deal with it.
That kind of reminds me, I got a couple of scam emails in my inbox this morning. And I'm going, and it's got this thing, and it says order number, blah, 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 blah. And then this other one supposedly was from Apple. And I thought, no, that's bogus. So then one of them was from PayPal. And I said, no, that's bogus as well. And then I got an actual email from PayPal that I did do. And there was a significant difference in how the email was sent. So be very, very on guard. If you're suspicious, just delete it. Do not click on anything in there because it's most likely a scam.
Susie, what was the name of that YouTube link that you said Brenda had some stuff on?
What is it called? Footnotes?
Yeah, it's Footnotes. It's on YouTube. And there's just some really interesting things on there. I thought, well, this is better than reading books. Well, one of them even was talking about how to handle scam calls. But the others were, like, there was a couple about finding, they're just good stories. One, finding a puppy that had been left out in the coal in the ditch. in what he did, and it ended up being the animal being half wolf, and knowing about this place you can take animals like that. Another one, I don't know, just some really good articles, like I think you might find in a magazine or something, but these were, I guess, newspaper type things, but she does a really good job. So you might want to check it out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just couldn't remember all of them. Footnotes.
So are these texts that is read by, a speech synthesis, or does somebody actually read the article?
Well, it sounds like a real person. So I don't know, what way AI works now. I'll send you a link to it. Well, I'll just send you Mikey was the one that was telling me about it the other night. And I said, well, I can't do links. So anyway, he forwarded it to me today. I thought, well, if he took the time to forward it to me, I'm going to check it out. And it's just really good.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I might peruse through there and see what I can find. And I like the This Week in Tech. I might check that out and see if I can. I'm always looking for, the latest things about iOS to kind of bring to you guys. I don't always succeed, but I do try.
Well, I know one of them was read by, two were read by women, and they were different voices, and a couple of them were read by men. They all had really good voices. So if you're somebody, I thought today, I'm usually reading a book, but this is so much more interesting than a book.
Well, speaking of a book, I'm reading a really good one right now by Brad Meltzer called Dead End, about two lawyers. That it's really, really good. And the plot thickens more times than you can shake a stick at.
What's the name of it?
It's called Dead End.
I had to get that one.
And who's the author?
Brad Meltzer. And our book club has read some other books by him, and it's really good.
Well, I'm always looking for a good book. Well, I'm usually just looking for books, but when I find about one that's good, I really need to read it.
All right. Anybody else want to make any comments or bring something up? We got a little more time.
Well, yesterday I went back to trying to play with the Orion app to see if I can use that to assist me finding the bike in the gym. And I played with it around here in my apartment. I haven't done it in the gym yet, because every time I go over there, my friendly therapists are over there and they help me get to the bike. So I think I'm going to have to go in there sometime on the weekend or at night or something by myself to play with it. It's interesting how it has a set of things that you might want it to look for. But then it also says, it has another tab that says find personal objects or something, where you can type in something that you want it to look for. I think that's how you do it, or you can dictate it. And I'm thinking that with this bike I would be looking for in the gym, if you just used their main bike thing, because this is it's called a New Step, and it's a little different looking, I think, than a bike is, even though it's got, it hasn't got the handlebars are different and everything. So I don't know. Like I say, I'm going to have to go in there, I think, by myself and I'll be curious to see if it's able to locate it, because I need to be using it more often. And I think some of the time I could use it would be to go in by myself when nobody's going to help me to get over there.
Well, I know that if you're putting personal objects in the Orion app, you have to scan it. Because I know I have this glass that I use all the time. And it wanted me to scan it. And it would go, bing, take pictures, bing, bing. And you had to go all the way around it. So once you do that, I think it would really be helpful for you. I have to look at that Orion app a little more, because I think it is pretty powerful. I know that people connect it to their meta glasses somehow. I'm not sure how that works.
That's right. I think I did see it where if you were going to put an item in, you'd have to be there with it and scan around it so that it would see the area that it's in or whatever. So yeah, it's gotta be something I think I'm going to have to do when I'm in there with nobody wanting to help me.
I got mine linked to my glasses, Orion, but I haven't used it, so I'm not sure how it works.
Well, be careful, those of you that have meta glasses, be careful what you use it to look at, because Facebook is using that information.
Oh, yeah, I gotta stay away from those websites.
Terry.
I couldn't resist.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in. It's been fun and informative, and I love the participation aspect of this event. So 2 weeks from today, we'll do it again, and this is for you guys. So this is to bring you together, and we all learn things together. So thank you so much for coming.